This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca. In 2011, the Moose Hide campaign was co-founded by Paul Lessert and his daughter Raven Lessert, with an intention of inviting men everywhere to recognize and understand their role in participating in ending violence against women and children, and even each other. You might notice people year-round wearing small squares of animal hide pinned to their jacket, their shirt, hat, or clothing. From humble grassroots beginnings, by now, this movement, encouraged by Indigenous and non-Indigenous men, has steadily gained participation all over Canada. On Thursday, May 15th, an event was held at the College of New Caledonia outdoors on what was expected to be a chilly, overcast spring day, but turned out to be radiant and well-attended. We caught up with this year's CNC event coordinator, Michael Antoine, Indigenous Holistic Support Worker at the college's ARC, or Aboriginal Resource Center. Why do you feel it was important to participate in the Moose Hide campaign this year? Maybe the gravity is specific around this event compared to years past or maybe years ahead.
I think we had an amazing group of people participating. I had students speak today. I had faculty speak today. I had the president of college speak today. I also had our elder, Darlene McIntosh, speak today. So that gives a broad range of perspectives, right? I don't like to make things all about me. It's about all of us as a community, right? And that those changes need to be made specifically with Indigenous men. That was kind of the focus today, but I'm very inclusive. Women are taking on men's roles today. They're becoming our chiefs, they're becoming our counselors, they're becoming heads of big organizations, they're becoming heads in education. And anytime I participated in any meetings and any role that I've played in the past, more often than not, I'm the only man present. And I started to look when I started to work in the jails and I started to work in the school district and work with foster care children. I started to see a trend that our men, Indigenous men, are out doing things that they shouldn't be doing. They're not present. They're in jails. They're in addiction or alcoholism. And as much as I hate to say it, it's the reality today. So it's up to me and many men like me that are taking a spiritual journey and healthy elders to help break that cycle and to create those warriors again. So if I can get them when they're young and pass on those perspectives and that knowledge and with the elders, the wisdom, we could start to break that cycle and start to protect our women and our children and our elders and our future generations.
CNC student Michael Morgan shared with the crowd and then with us part of his own personal journey in recognizing his own past mistakes and setting a new course towards healing.
I just know that one day I was tired of disrespecting women and children, not knowing how to overcome that. And I had to have a life change. In order to do that, I had to learn how to respect myself and then learn about my behavior, attitude, and my beliefs, and slowly make the change to adapted to honoring and respecting women and children as myself.
Michael Morgan, along with many other men and women, were both brave and vulnerable to come to the center stage and share incredibly personal stories to help everyone in attendance find their own ways to heal and help address the issue of violence against women and children. We return to Michael Antoine to ask him, as a coordinator of this type of event, how he prepares to properly engage with an event that requires well-tuned sensitivity and an open mind, among many other skills. The Moose Hide campaign, it's an event that was created fairly locally here, and now the traction has really picked up. It's across the country. As far as I know, it's actually extended to the United States as well to some degree. But the message in the core of it, it's open to men, women, children, it's multi-generational, it's all ages, but the focus is to invite men in
to acknowledge the male role, our role, in perpetrating violence. And intervening in that is at the center. But doing it not necessarily in a shame-based method where people are able to come to these events, participate in the Moosehide campaign without the fear of essentially being browbeaten over being a man. And what does it mean to be able to open that door to this kind of event and bring people in with the acknowledgement that we all make mistakes and we come from places that aren't perfect. We wear these imperfections, but can ultimately come to address them. Do you have a stance from which you're able to keep that door open and bring people in and meet people where they're at?
Well, when I started a spiritual journey about 14 years ago, there was a lot of darkness in my life. But as soon as I started that journey, I started to make a lot of changes within myself and recognize the importance and the value of women. As First Nations men, we hold women above us because the reality is they're much more powerful than us. They have that ability to create life. Children are everything to us, our current children and our future generations. It's the reason we work so hard and we do the things that we do so that we can provide a life for the children better than we had. Many, many years ago, you know, when they started the residential schools, violence towards women and children may at a small degree been prevalent with our people, but it's not like it is now. It was taught to us in residential schools that, you know, violence and all of that negativity was normal. It is not normal. I've worked at the elementary level, I've worked at the high school level, now I work at CNC. And as a ceremonial pipe carrier and a sun dancer, I've actually made a lifelong commitment to what you said, keep those doors open and point our men in a positive direction so that we can break that cycle of that violence and that intergenerational trauma. You know, I'd humbly state this, but I've helped a lot of men and women in positions that I've held in the past, and a lot of them have moved on to live really good lives now, clean and sober lives, and that effect is going to pass on to their children and their grandchildren, and so on and so on. I really believe in that ripple effect. So long after I'm gone, I'd like to think that something I may have said or done or pointed somebody in a direction that it affected the future generations. I'm just a regular human being, you know, and I'm able to pass on what I've learned from my elders and my Sundance leaders. I owe it all to them, so I'm just paying it forward.
The event today, those in attendance were students, there was faculty, there was administration, there was elements of the entire college were in attendance today. How do you think that all came to be, that this issue is important to people across all these striations? Those separations weren't so visible today.
Well, the thing is, working out at the Aboriginal Resource Center, we have staff here and we have our elder, Darlene McIntosh, who's set a foundation and did wonderful work here previous to me even arriving here. I've only been here for about 5 months now, but I think communication is key. I've really pushed myself to get out there, to get to know all of those people that you stated and make myself relevant around here, because there's a message that I want to spread, and I think it has to be through the whole college community, not just with the students. As much as I love working with the students, the communication is very important with the staff, the faculty, the president of the college, my supervisor. When everybody works together, you obviously seen the outcome, and that was a wonderful day today. It wasn't all just me. Even though I planned for 4 hours, there was a good dozen people that were involved in helping me with all of that, so it wouldn't have happened without them.
And one of those collaborative partners was Damon Robinson, Membership Outreach Coordinator for the College of New Caledonia's Student Union.
This year's Moosehide campaign event, this is a space where people can enter into and work on yourself, work on relationship with others, and practice forgiveness of oneself as well.
I mean, this is a societal question that it's not even just in the indigenous communities. I mean, we've had some people who went on stage today and talked about where the hurt comes from and how that manifests into the violence that we have with one another. These issues are still existing, you know, and a large part of it. And even at the Students' Union, we have people who are coming from the prison system. We have people who are coming in who haven't been to school since residential school, you know, and we have a lot of these perspectives coming in. And yeah, we might not always agree, but at least if we can come together and say, hey, it's time for forgiveness, but it requires effort too, no shame attached. If people are willing to make the effort, I think that's what we have to do as a society, is to not only just say, hey, this is a problem, but like, hey, how can we make it so it doesn't happen again? How can we make it so you do not feel this pressure that you have to take it on the people around you? You know, and I think a lot of it stems from just how we are as a society, where we are as people. And as long as we uphold our duty to one another to make sure that we are saying to ourselves, hey, what can I do for you? You know, I think that's going to go a long way to stopping this violence in our society, in our villages.
Despite these challenging themes that Damon illustrates, attendance was strong. Though, with any event, there were some challenges putting it on, especially during a time of the year where on a post-secondary campus, a lot of students are no longer present. But somehow, a multi-generational crowd gathered together to fill the outdoor amphitheater at the college. We asked Michael Antoine just what he had to do to put it all together.
Well, it's exactly what you stated. I collaborate a lot with the student union here, and a lot of students aren't present right now. There's not a lot of classes running, but there is a lot of staff. The student union went on a trip last week, so I thought, you know what, I'm just going to hold off until next year so I could put more planning into it. But on Tuesday afternoon, the student union returned, and I thought to myself, you know what, I got a couple of days. I think I can pull this off. Tuesday afternoon is when I spoke to the powers that be, student union, a lot of staff here at CNC, and I actually managed to organize it that afternoon. So in about 4 hours, everything came into play. Prior, I said a little prayer and said, Creator, please let this work out to the best outcome possible. And it's supposed to be cloudy today. We had the sun, some beautiful women showed up, and some wonderful children showed up, and their timing was absolutely perfect. And that's exactly what this day was about, was honoring our women and children. So the fact that that many people showed up on something that was done on such short notice, it's amazing. So I think the Creator had my back on that one. Yeah.
Thanks so much for your time, Michael. I appreciate that.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca.